This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
You love Boston, Rob?
I do. Seems like a great guy. Do you love him?
I like him okay. Mm. Would you want him on the show, though, if he was making the rounds? Would you be like, I got to talk to that guy?
Sure.
You would.
Would you?
Sure.
I'd want any of the big players from, there's a few people that I coach. I always think about, like, there've been a few people. Philip, you know, the
from
secret
Francois.
Agent. Francois.
I just can't say it.
Francois. Francois.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I've got a few of them here for you. Some of the stuff you guys sent. FYI, Prince Philip is Queen Elizabeth's consort. He is married to her, but he is not, nor can he be, king, since he is not of royal blood.
Yeah, the royal consort.
Queen Elizabeth's mother became the queen mother and not the queen when Elizabeth's father, the king, died and was no longer the queen. I'm a male RN, and I thought the same thing. I thought Jesus was an odd name for a nurse, assuming it was a female.
Well, thank God. I don't feel so bad. I was like, oh, look at me, total sexist.
I absolutely thought the same thing.
Oh, you thought I was a girl?
Yeah, I sure did. God. That's what I was picturing in my head.
Yeah.
And then what did it say? Jesus?
Jesus Saves bueno. Was on Jesus, the guy's.
But hers was, his was Jesus Bueno.
Jesus Bueno.
And I thought, oh, that's, Jesus bueno. That's interesting. Yeah. Okay.
So, wow, a chick named Jesus. That's weird. You think her name would be Mary?
Consort is the king's wife, but not the power of a queen.
Ah.
Well, either way, he threw her out. He took all her...
Stripped her of her titles?
No titles
took
for you.
Took all her jewels back? Get out!
This says the Thai king has a few wives, wives in quotes.
Why did he let her go again, Vinny?
That she was trying to rise to the power of a queen, and
he
it was like disloyal.
He wanted to keep
There's
her down.
There's a long list of things that he didn't appreciate. Mm. Meanwhile, she looks like a pretty awesome lady.
Yeah.
Pretty accomplished. Can fly planes and jump from them.
Maybe he didn't like her, you know, trying to use all that in her favor.
I'll get out
That's
of this plane
past.
When you land this mofo. Jumping out of it. What's wrong with you?
No.
You brought me up here to ask me to jump from it?
I'm not doing
no.
it.
No.
Who do you think I am, Yuzette? Jumping out of planes. Who does that?
Oh, my God.
Yuzette does.
Yeah.
Oh, dear Lord.
Will you do that in Hawaii?
No, but I was looking at some...
The chopper rides?
I think they're really expensive. So I don't know about that. But I was looking at some... I'm going to say parasailing?
Oh.
Oh, okay.
I think so. I was looking at that, but I didn't see how much they cost. I have to, you know... That, watch the money.
I would be interested to see you parasailing. Mm. Go for it.
Is it like a a tandem thing?
I think
oh,
you
I
can
think
do
so.
It.
Yeah.
I think you can
just
do it either
alone?
Way. Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that
Why?
The thing where you're Let's on see. Water skis, they pull you up, but then there's a chute behind you and it lifts you up into the
yeah.
air?
Yeah. Right? There was two words.
I don't even think you have to be...
they just pull you out of the
I
water?
I think they just yeah. Once the thing gets to speed, pulls you up.
So you get airborne. Dragged through the water for a while.
I don't know. I've seen those done in Mexico to in a the most dangerous possible way.
Mm. Yeah,
I've mentioned that. Yeah,
seen them.
This is, but it's America,
right.
So I'm sure it'll be fun.
Well, I imagine it's way more expensive here because right. they have to carry way more insurance here.
Yeah, yeah there's like I'm looking at one. I don't know if Hawaii has this, but there's one where two people can go at the same time.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fun.
Would he be into it?
I don't know. Maybe.
Bless you.
Bless you. Bless you.
He's a brave guy,
would.
Right?
I would do it without him, but I don't know if he'd
I'll
be
just watch you from the beach. I'll hold your drink for you. I'll be right here waiting for you.
See how mean they are, Nicole? Huh.
Mean? What are you talking about? We're just, you know, doing our impersonations.
James Brady was White House press secretary. That's the guy who was shot instead of Reagan by John Hinckley Jr. He died 33 years after being shot. His death was ruled a homicide. Thank you, 415. I didn't remember what his position was, but I do remember James Brady was the guy that that took the bullet, and that's the Brady bill that later went through Congress and passed.
So both those guys got shot, huh?
Well, what did Ronald Reagan took one in the armpit or something like that?
Something like that. I still remember the news coming down at the school. The president's been shot. Like, oh, my God.
Whose Instagram has the person doing a double backflip and landing it? I want to see. It's Steve-O from Jackass. Mm. People send him all the crazy, because he does all these crazy stunts. People send him stuff and he posts them. And this guy sticks a double backflip on.
Just standing there.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page as well.
Oh, perfect. So easy.
Vinny's Spank Her Ass song is very Cake-esque. I like it. Yeah, I in a former life, I had a band, and we used to sell out shows here in San Francisco all the time. Mm. Right?
Sure.
None of that was a lie, was it?
Well, the all the time part, I don't know. You know, twice in 5 years. But that's all the time, I guess.
There was more than two.
How many were there? I remember the one at the Sound Factory that almost didn't make it. And then the one at Bimbo's.
That was it?
I don't know. You told me. Yeah.
I don't know. Charlie Puth's song sounds like a Michael Jackson song. The way you make me feel,
Exactly the way. It's so funny.
Does it?
As soon as the guy said that, Vinny read me that text during the break because I was racking my brain over what that song sounded like. The way you make. Play the Charlie Puth
can
song
you
again.
Play it?
Mother is what it's called. You make me feel. Not this part, but the bass line. Let me hear the way you make me feel now. Yeah, it's cool. You know, it just reminded me of it. God, I love this song. Well, it's all derivative of something, right?
707 says, I think that Vin actually farted. No, I'm not the farter on the show. That is Sarah.
No, I'm not.
Oh, my God.
Not in here, I'm not. I'll do it at home. I'll do it in here. What? Who said someone farted this morning?
I think they're referring to when the trash can fell over.
Oh.
It wasn't me. I don't know.
It wasn't me.
That's not my thing. Although I will say, you know, if someone tries to just like go away and they're clearly leaving the area to dismiss a fart, leave them and let them do that. Don't follow them out of the room. Hey, what are you doing? Now you've caught them farting.
Yeah.
They're trying.
I'm trying to spare you.
To not fart around you.
Right.
And then there you are.
Yeah.
Thanks.
What, is that what your kids do?
No, the missus has caught me like, I don't know how many times. I'm like, what are you following
going?
Me for?
Where are you going? What are you doing?
I was trying to fart in peace. No. Without anybody around.
And then does she go, oh, okay, I'm out of here.
Well, it's too late. She already heard it.
Oh. Then why does she have to ask?
I'm just trying to say that you should just leave.
You should also
alone.
Wait a little while, like when you've done, because sometimes you drag it right back in with you.
Can Sarah share a picture of her new ring? I'm intrigued as to what it looks like. Love you guys.
I did. I took a picture of it during the break. I forgot to post it. I'll put it up. I love it. I'm so excited about it.
I know. It's beautiful.
Really.
I feel loved.
Put a ring on it.
It's a little less special now that I know that you
told him to buy it.
Yeah.
No, I sent him a bunch of different ones. I said, I don't want a diamond. And here's some ones that I like.
Right. I know, but I mean, when you first told me about it, it was like, look at what John picked out for me.
And picked out of the three I said.
Right.
He knows me so well.
He knows me so well. Yeah, after 30 years.
He knows me so well. Here's the ones I like, John.
You mean to do what you say?
Yes. Yep, exactly.
Oh, my Lord. It was just not the
Here's
story.
My ring I picked
a little
out.
Long, a little time into that story, well, things
I don't want to lie to you guys.
Little, but you did.
No. I didn't. He picked it. I gave him three choices and he picked it. He knows me so well. This is the one I wanted all along.
Mm-hmm.
There was one with a, what's a blue stone called?
Topaz?
What's an emerald? Green.
Green.
Right?
It's a sapphire.
Oh, sapphire.
Sapphire. That was the other one that I really liked.
And what's that, a ruby?
Yeah.
So you wish you had the sapphire?
No, no, I like this one.
You like the ruby, right?
The ruby.
It's very Christmassy.
It is Christmassy with the green on the side. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
And I like Christmas.
You do thing. Like Christmas.
I'm into it. Hi, radio family. I've had a number of personal ghostly experiences. My favorite was when I was very upset talking with my friend and he passed right through me. He calmed me down immediately. I felt his love and support. It was an amazing moment. Love you all.
Oh, that's nice.
I believe that happened.
I believe she believes it.
I believe.
And that's enough.
I believe.
You're a believer, aren't you?
Sure.
In ghosts? Or in Jesus?
I feel like I like to see, well, of course, I believe in Jesus and God, but spirits. Believe. I don't like to say ghosts, but spirits.
Y'all need to have a good medium on the show to prove to Vinny that ghosts and spirits do exist. I can't wait to hear them prove him wrong. You know, here's the truth. In my youth, I was very much more black and white about everything. I just have an opinion, and then right. I was done with it.
Yeah, that's you.
There's my opinion. Now I'm done talking about this.
No more talk about that.
I have learned their life is way more about the grays, that middle zone. So, and in this particular topic, you can have it.
Yeah.
If they're real to you, then they're real.
Then they're real. Exactly.
They're going to be real next Thursday.
They sure are. That's for sure. You know, it's so funny because me and Brent off the air, he's like, I don't know. You know, I don't really believe in ghosts, but sometimes something's real scary. I'm like, I believe in ghosts at night. When I'm alone at night, I totally believe in ghosts. Other than that, not so much. Mm. In the light of day, you're just like, no. But then, oh my God, I'm watching this. It's so scary. I know there's a ghost in here.
Sarah, your mom thinks ghosts are listening to her.
Yeah.
That might just be Alexa.
No, it's been going on for years, long before the personal assistant came into her house. She's always telling me. And it's so funny, too, because every time something good would happen to one of the kids or, you know, whatever, she's like, oh, well, I asked so-and-so for that. So you should thank them.
Huh?
Like, okay.
Sorry you're so close-minded, Vinny. I didn't believe until something happened that I cannot explain. Your ignorance to the world is fear.
All right, it's fear. Fine.
Good morning. Demons are real.
Okay, thanks. Thanks for telling us. Whatever you say.
Right.
Go ahead. I mean, honestly, it's like anything. Don't talk to anybody out of anything. Either way.
A lot of people wrote in about the American Doll thing. I'm gonna spare you those.
Oh, I'm interested.
No, you're
how
not.
How much are they?
You aren't. No, you're not.
I am.
Someone said you could rent them.
Yeah, rent them.
Some people said you don't need to buy the girls that are going on the birthday thing, the dolls. I didn't come up with that idea. The missus is working that out. Mm-hmm. I'm just gonna.
Frankly, if you buy two other kids $200 worth of dolls, it's probably still less than it would have cost to throw the thing at your house with all the party favors and the plates and all that.
Well, so, I'll tell you what. There's a restaurant right near that store. So if I go, I'm going to this one store that I like to eat food at. So mm-hmm. I'm super excited for that reason alone. I'll go to this
true. Oh, you're just
going to
drop them off at the...
Well, I'm not going to sit there while they have tea and crumpets with dolls, Sarah. I'm sorry.
Who's going to take the pictures in the video?
Yeah, Dad.
The moms are.
I don't know.
Is right.
You gonna get that bowl you like to get?
Yes, I love that bowl. So good. That place is so good.
Peanut butter acai bowl.
No. It's the I can't even think of the name of it. But anyway, this True Food place in Palo Alto. It's at the Stanford Mall.
Oh. Mm-hmm. What's in it? Like rice and is that curry thing?
It's the curry thing, yes, with the brown rice that you pour into it. It's so good. Oh my god.
Good.
And I had a poke bowl.
Oh, poke. God. Jesus, I'm hungry.
I didn't even know that I loved poke until I had it there. Mm. And it turns out I love poke.
Well, really good poke is really good.
Right. I don't know that I would have fast food poke.
Supermarket poke, not so much.
Right. Right. Right.
Get it at a good place. It's going through. You want someone who's, you know, they're turning over the stock.
For the football team that said the gay slur, pull the team from the next game with an automatic loss. The team is a team. If a few did it, the others who didn't will definitely make sure it stops there. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Although I think that some people think high school football is so important that if you tried to pull a game, they'd lose their flipping. Right?
Yep.
What? We're undefeated.
You can't. Not anymore, you're not.
Oh my god, it's not as bad here.
You're boys.
I think there are other states that are recruiting states that are big, like Texas and Florida. Actually, California's a big recruiting state too. Mm. Anyway, I don't know. Do whatever you want. Oh, Vinny's initial assessment is correct. The dangly bits hang when hot and constrict when cold.
So they'll hang into the jacuzzi. I mean, ball koozie?
Testacuzzi.
Testacuzzi.
And they restrict when they're excited as well.
Oh, well.
Don't yours?
Do mine?
Yeah.
I don't have balls.
Well, you got to set it home.
I don't want to tell all John's secrets.
They're secrets?
Yeah, he's got secret balls.
Okay.
Tricks that he does. All kinds of
tricks. Vinny, don't be ashamed of your body. We are humans, and it's important to teach your children, especially your daughters, to love and appreciate. No, I'm sorry. My daughter walked into the shower room where I was nude showering with a neighboring boy. Yeah. I'm like, hey, Dad, dinner. And they both stood there looking through the glass. I'm like, what in the hell? Get out of here.
How long did they stand there for?
Well, I stood there for a little while. I did try not to freak out, but afterward I said, look, you can't come in. I'm going to start locking the door.
Yeah.
I need to not even have this conversation.
No, you need to have it.
I did, but my point is I've also started locking the door so that no one can walk in. And it's not about shame. It's just about the neighbor kids can't come in when I'm showering.
You shouldn't be seeing the neighbors naked.
At
Plus,
all.
How is that story going to play at the neighbor kid's house?
Right.
Yeah, so Mr. Hassan was waggling his wiener in front of me. I'm sorry, what?
The Saints are 6-1 and the Packers are 6-1 too.
Yeah, I was asking for undefeated.
Undefeated.
So it's just the Niners and the Pats that are undefeated this season.
Go Niners.
Go Pats.
Oh, I was hoping you would hit the button before you said
that. No, I couldn't do it. I'll hit it now.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is absolutely beautiful outside. Unfortunately, it's going to be warmer and windy, and PG&E is going to shut us all down.
Oh, that's not true yet.
No, not till tomorrow, probably. It is supposed to get hot today, though, and hottest day of the week is supposed to be Thursday.
Mid-80s to upper 80s in a lot of areas.
It definitely warmed up by my house yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, I had the windows open and then went, oh, wait a minute.
I'm going to close these up
and
turn on the AC.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Suddenly it's 81 degrees
in
my house.
We don't need to be kicking the air conditioning on. It's October.
Yeah.
Enough already.
Yeah, we get this like late summer. It's so nice here.
And this could be the last of it as well.
Right.
November's.
Right around the corner. Next and the next week.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it's supposed to cool down by the weekend for sure.
Oh, that's good.
That's nice. Anyway, don't forget to stay tuned. Lexi's coming in. She's going to midday you to death.
Woo! Yeah, followed by Jane, of course. Mm-hmm. Is Jane on today?
She sure is.
All right, perfect.
So will you be Instagramming pictures from Hawaii, from the beach, every single day?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah,
everybody,
I
want to
see everything
out
you eat.
As long as I bring my phone with me. I mean, there are some times when I don't like to bring my phone. So if I have my phone, I'll do it.
That's because we're over 20. 20-year-old and under, they don't even know how to live their, you know, they take their phone in the shower with them, for God's sake.
Right.
I can't put this thing down. This is me. This is who I am right here. Yeah, shower phone. Exactly.
Yeah, I'll post some stuff that I'm eating and whatever we're doing.
Well, happy birthday.
I hope you have the best. You need to let go and have fun.
All right.
I was saying the same thing to her. Like, don't think about work one time. Just have a happy birthday. Enjoy yourself. It's going to be amazing.
You're going to like that. It. Crazy. And then hopefully you'll take more vacations. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, instead of being home and going, well, I'll just go into the station since, you know.
Yeah, I know. We're on vacation and she comes in here every day.
Well, I'm just in the station. I just had a couple things to take care of.
Well, I do.
Be on vacation.
Yeah, be on vacation.
Okay.
All right, have a good trip, Yuzi. We'll see you back here on Hump Day.
Okay, love you guys.
Love you too. Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.